Today I'm going to be discussing work I did in Honduras, comparing the cost-effectiveness of two different cervical screening techniques. Honduras is the second poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, second actually to Haiti. And as one of the previous speakers mentioned, cervical cancer is the most common cause of cancer death among women in the developing world. And this is the case in Honduras, and this is due to a lack of high-quality screening and also a problem of women who get screened but can't access timely follow-up. The Pap smear is the cornerstone of screening in developed countries, but it has a number of limitations when you look at developing countries because it's a fairly complex test. You need to have a clinic that's equipped with a spatula, slides, fixative. The slides have to be transported to a laboratory without breaking or becoming fungally contaminated. The laboratory has to have dyes. It has to have trained personnel that can actually look at the slide and know what they're seeing. And then the results have to get back to the patients, which can be challenging in situations where there's often no reliable telephone or postal service. So this winds up being an expensive test with complex infrastructure. And as many of you know who've worked in developing countries, every additional step is another way for the system to break down. So many patients never receive the results, receive inaccurate results, or do manage to receive the results but are then lost to follow-up. Because Pap smears are not even an option in many of the poorest developing nations and are functioning poorly in developing nations that do try to implement wide-scale services, visual inspection has been explored as an alternative to Pap smear screening in developing countries. Visual inspection is a very easy to perform and inexpensive test. The provider places a speculum, washes the cervix with white vinegar, waits 2 minutes, shines in a flashlight, and takes a look. So if they see a cervix that you see on your left, it doesn't change in appearance after being washed with the vinegar or acetic acid, and that would be a negative test. And this has over 99% negative predictive value. The woman can feel very confident that she will walk out of the clinic not having cervical cancer or a high-grade precancerous lesion. On the other hand, if the cervix develops this white opaque coating, which may bleed to the touch, that's considered a positive exam, and that woman would need further diagnostic testing or treatment at the time. The strengths of visual inspection are that it's highly sensitive. Most abnormal cells will turn white and will be detected. It's also very cheap. The only disposable supplies are vinegar and cotton swabs. And the results are available immediately. The provider looks at the cervix, takes out the speculum and tells the woman your exam was normal or it was abnormal. And that allows the patient to be immediately referred for treatment, or the provider can even perform treatment in the same visit. The limitations of visual inspection is that it's not a very specific test. Anytime you raise sensitivity, you lower specificity. So there are many things on the cervix that look white or can bleed that are actually normal. And this can lead to over-referral, which can strain the existing diagnostic services, or over-treatment, which will involve destruction of part of a healthy cervix when one is trying to prevent cancer. The other limitation of this test is that it's entirely provider-dependent. It's not hard to train providers to do this. Large studies in India and Africa have trained mid-level providers to adequately perform this test in about 2 weeks. However, those were well-designed research studies, and if this is going to be implemented on a national scale, it's very important to have good education and continuing education, because if the providers aren't adequately trained, then the quality of the exam will rapidly decline. So the question that I examined in my study was whether visual inspection was more cost-effective than Pap smears in Honduras. So to perform the cost-effectiveness analysis, I simulated three identical populations of 35-year-old women. Women who received no screening, women who were screened at the beginning of my time period visual inspection, and women who were screened with Pap smears. And then I modeled them for the development of cancer over 10 years and looked at the associated costs. And I built a computer model in Triage Pro, which is a healthcare cost effectiveness software. I had previously performed a screening study in Honduras to assess the effectiveness of Pap smears and visual inspection. And these are some of the important results from that study that were used in the cost-effectiveness analysis. Visual inspection in our study performed very similarly to its performance in other large studies. The sensitivity was 70% and the specificity was 96%. But the Pap smear was horrible. The sensitivity of the pap smear in Honduras was only 4%, and you would expect it to be between 50 and 80% for conventional pap smears. On the other hand, any woman who had an abnormal pap smear in Honduras had true dysplasia. We also found a very marked difference in adherence to follow-up. 84% of women followed up after an abnormal visual inspection exam, whereas only 38% followed up after an abnormal pap smear. And I think that goes back to the ability to tell the woman right then and there, this result is abnormal and you need to get follow-up, and often arrange for follow-up at that time. And again, as expected, the visual inspection cost about 1/16th as much as the pap smear. Obviously, I couldn't get every parameter needed in the model from the study, so I estimated an 11.5% prevalence of cervical dysplasia. I estimated that 2.4% of women with low-grade abnormalities would go on to get cancer within 10 years, and 18% of women with high-grade abnormalities would go on to get cancer within 10 years, and I estimated a 10% disease recurrence following treatment. And after putting all of the numbers into the model, I found that visual inspection reduced the cancer rate by 42% and cost over a little over $4,000 per cancer case avoided, whereas pap smears reduced the cancer rate by only 2% but cost over $46,000 per cancer case avoided. And you may say, well, that was pretty obvious before you did the analysis because the pap smear detected almost no dysplasia and visual inspection did a lot better and it only cost 1/16th the price of the pap smear. Why did you even bother to do the analysis? And the answer is, we know that the pap smear was very bad, and a cost-effectiveness model allows me to improve the pap smear and see if that would make it more cost-effective. And so that's what I did. I performed a sensitivity analysis where I improved the sensitivity of the pap smear up to 100%, I improved the adherence to follow-up up to 100%, and I reduced the cost down to as low as 22 cents. And I put these ranges into the model, every factor individually, and then in pairs to see if there was any reasonable scenario in which the pap smear could be improved enough that it would be more cost-effective than visual inspection. And so I found that the pap smear was more cost-effective if it was the perfect test, no false negatives and no false positives, and 80% of women adhered to follow-up. Unfortunately, this is not a realistic situation, as anyone who works with pap smears knows they're never perfect. And visual inspection was more cost-effective in all other scenarios. So, in conclusion, visual inspection is more cost-effective than pap smears in Honduras. I believe these results are generalizable to most developing countries, as other not just because of my wonderful work, but because other cost-effectiveness analyses have been published using data from all around the world, and visual inspection always wins. Unfortunately, visual inspection is still, at this point, a research tool. Pap smears are still used by ministries of health and, in many cases, promoted by international philanthropic organizations. And I think that the time has come that visual inspection should be promoted as a primary method of cervical cancer screening in the developing world. Thank you.